Trying so hard in your first year to pull the country so far to the left?
Well, I'm not. I don't know what you consider to be too far to the left.
Thomas Paine Podcast, Paine in the Morning. What's going on out there, folks? A lot of stuff going on here. Back in the USSR, those were lyrics. Talk about the Russian girls. It reminds me of the Secret Service. Gentlemen in the Secret Service who I've frolicked with. Not that way, guys. Take it easy. I know it's Thursday, but calm down out there. Strip clubs and frequented, you know, all is part of my research program. As an employment with the United States government. The Secret Service guys, they go nuts over those European chicks. If you get from Finland and Russia, look out. Don't stand in the way of those Secret Service types. Oh, boy. Rock Me Baby is a putting it lightly. Secret Service guys are singing. Anyway, I digress. And we know where I don't know what the Young Bucks have prepped for me tonight at all. I haven't looked at anything on it. Too busy doing our own thing. We're going to have a little bit of fun tonight, like we usually do, but we're not going to get into Russia any more than playing back in the USSR, because that's where the elites want you back in the USSR. And so we're not going to get engaged. We're not going to take the bait. Just know this. Where's some of my posts today on pain.tv? And so you understand where I'm coming from. And you understand quickly. Okay, you have to be able to stick and move on this, though. When in doubt, like Biden's poll numbers, break the war machine out. Keep the pigeons distracted. You and I, we're the pigeons, by the way.
Don't you get up here? He's even insulting himself tonight.
And your grandma might have an old recipe for banana bread, or I'm not really big on in the kitchen, as you can imagine. Could be banana bread, could be apple pie, could be dessert, could be the way you cook a turkey, etc. Your grandma, your mom, maybe. Perhaps if they're from other parts of the world and came over here legally, they have some dishes and some meals from the old country. I know the Hungarians have a chicken paprikash. I'm married to an Hungarian, so I know all about, man, her grandma could cook, and she can cook too. Obviously, I was 120 pounds when I met this woman. She obviously can cook. Or I've been eating small farm animals. One of the other, I can't tell. Anyway, there's recipes. They're time-tested, and they're fantastic, and they're proven time and time and time. No matter how many times you make them, if you make them right, it's gold, and everybody loves them. Everybody loves a good recipe. And the elites in this country, the haves, they have recipes as well. And the recipe is, when the wheels are coming off one scheme that they want to keep going because it's very profitable, or multiple schemes, well, they have to break out some recipes from the old country. What do we have when a complete fake pandemic is falling apart? Let me look through my Rolodex here. Rolodex of recipes here. Oh, go all the way to W. Go all the way to W for war. And then we have a good one. And you don't have to be a little schoolboy or a little schoolgirl, Junior Wells stuff, to understand this is a playbook. And so we're not going to get into it. Just know that when you need a quick distraction and you can whip up a quick war, why not pit the Russians against the Ukrainians? And also, hey, you know what? We're going to need something here domestically. How about a little stock market chaos? Shake up everybody's 401k and watch some fucking panic. That way you keep you distracted from crimes against humanity. And the bodies dropping. Let's just leave it at that on Russia. We may or may not revisit. I don't know. Folks on pain.tv, man, I was checking out some stuff. On pain.tv. I got some I always get interesting mail. Oh, by the way, as I have said, and we will talk about on a regular basis in 2022, the fake cure is the fucking killer. We haven't figured this out. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And we'll talk about the evolution of a criminal investigation,
Yeah, Pam Milligan, he's on the sauce.
Nobody knows why Mildred's always in the basement. I guess it's a 1950s. She's probably down there ironing. The evolution of criminal investigation, and also on the flip side, the evolution of crimes and schemes and criminal conspiracies. And I'm going to assess where we're at that stage and why it's crucial to understand these things and why things are playing out like Russia and other things right now. We'll look at that in a couple minutes. Pain.tv was jamming today. Actually, I've been following on the Pain.tv app. And if you haven't figured it out, these are back door plugs I'm doing. And when you're talking about Putin invading countries and Biden gave a press conference today that like went on forever. That was a bad idea. You can't put this wax dummy in front of cameras. I'm just waiting for him to slip in a big way. Everybody knows that he drops the N-word around here. And it's not a joke. It's real. And I don't know how he hasn't done it already. They'll give him the hook before that. I don't know. Something will happen. They'll hit the lights. I don't know. I know folks who work with this guy and worked on his campaign and are kind of connected to the way they were full blown. This is a crazy story in itself. Seriously, it's right down the road. We know plenty of people. We know guys who worked at Citigroup that worked for him. And when he got elected and he got inaugurated, they were full force. Man, this is going to be great. We're going to work for the White House. We're going to work for the President of the United States. They don't work anymore. We're out of here, man. This is crazy. This guy's nuts. This whole thing is literally a house of cards. If you watch House of Cards, the series, that's fictional. This isn't fictional. It literally is a house of cards. And they are out the door. Goodbye. Not that they were removed or fired or told to pack up their crap. They're like, we're out of here. This is going to implode, explode, whatever you want to call it. So he's giving press conference. Anyway, just keep in mind, I want you to keep in mind, the fake cure is the problem. And anything else that was set up before that is likewise a distraction. And we're going to really roll up our sleeves on that. We might not be on the air by the time it's over. You finally get some rest.
Yeah, fucking sleep. Woo, let's hear it for sleep.
Anyway, interesting email always comes in from the folks on Pain.tv. And while we listen to a little Iggy and the Stooges, far from Stooges on Pain.tv. That's the amazing thing. Young Bucks say, bro, you got to keep posting on Twitter. That was your bread and butter. I'll post on Pain.tv. And they said, okay, cool. Just copy whatever you post on Pain.tv and put it on Twitter so we can drive more traffic to the site. I said, okay, I can do that. I can do that. The responses and the conversation, actually, it's turned into one hell of a science project. The responses and the comments on Pain.tv are night and day from the cement heads on Twitter. It's stunning. So I've been doing it just to see the difference in responses. Now we have bright people. And I only want bright people. You know, I'm getting older. I'm 54. I don't have time for stupid people. I feel like I've endured enough stupid people in my life. Is this what happens when you get old and older? You just don't even have a tolerance for dummies. So you just, I don't want to have anything to do with stupid people. That's why I thought if we created this, we could avoid dummies and cement heads. And so far, so good. And I think it's going to work out fine because dummies really don't play well with smart people. I guess they get bored. Smart people don't really engage stooges that much, so they'll just leave or they'll whatever. Just kind of fade into the background. Or they sit there and they lurk and they read what other bright people are saying. And I want bright people. We want bright people. I don't have a tolerance for stupid people. I really don't. Nonetheless, some of the emails I get on Pain.tv, we'll do a comparison. Some of the emails I get, DMs I get on Pain.tv are very well fucking thought out, very issue oriented. What do you think about this? What's your analysis about this? And it runs the gamut. Anything from COVID to politics to, it's just, to intelligence to FBI to CIA. What do you think about this? What's your read on this? Here's my read, and they give me their read. It's very interesting. It keeps me intrigued. Then you look at the public side, stuff that comes in, the public emails from the folks on Twitter and stuff like that. The DMs on Twitter, whatever, a collection. Let's take an example. Pain. I've seen some video clips of you from your daily show. What's going on with your hair? This is where we're at. Some days it's good. Some days it's out of control. Okay. Great. Next question. I used to get my hair done at Opal's Glamorama and in Pine Valley, but that's been closed since COVID. Not a lot of people are going to get that joke, but... Opal Gardner. I wish I had time to worry about my hair. Okay. I have like four looks, right? Today, I think my look is Kevin Bacon. So it's one of the better days. I don't even know how to answer that. It's fantastic. I love questions about my hair and my wardrobe and stuff. I just like to get on the mic and go. Sometimes I look like I had my head out the window at 95 miles an hour. Whatever. We're rocking and rolling. I understand it's a large departure from what we're used to seeing. Everybody's made up very nice and professional on television, and they're in air-conditioned studios that are about 62 degrees. And they all look like fucking cadavers. I understand it's... And the lighting's perfect. Folks, don't worry about my fucking hair. That's another... That's one that I got. There's some real winners. Anyway. Okay, you want a comparison? I hear you out there. I can hear you. I'll give you a comparison. Let me pull up my pain.tv. This is very interesting. I hadn't thought about this. This is from Bubba Gump. Why Minnesota? This was today. Now, there's a cement head somewhere staring at a Just for Men box, worrying about my wig. And then there's Bubba Gump. Why Minnesota? Why does Minnesota disproportionately factor into so many events? The second case of Omicron virus. Mike Osterholm and the virus predictions. The Mayo Clinic. George Floyd. Al Franken and the switching of votes in 2008. Amy Cockblock. I'm sorry. Amy Klobuchar's influence. Former Hennepin County Attorney. Mike Freeman's predecessor. Many committees and inquiries, counting the electoral votes, ran for president in 2016, 118-22 trip to Ukraine, Walter Mondale, Hubert Humphrey, Norm Coleman, Tim Pawlenty, president candidate in 2012. You remember that crazy bastard. Governor Tim Walz, who put people in nursing homes like Cuomo and Whitmer, but nobody talks about it. George Floyd non-response. Keith Ellison. took over the George Floyd case for Freeman. Don't forget Ellison, his involvement, the top dog at the DNC. Ilhan Omar. The list goes on and on. Could you and your crack staff dig into Minnesota? Maybe some sunlight will lead to more cracks. Now, that's a better fucking question than what's up with my wig. This is somebody who's engaged versus someone who's out of their wig. Some interesting questions. I never really thought about Minnesota being a hotspot. That's food for thought. That's what it's all about, right? Thinking outside the box. This is somebody clearly thinking outside the box and making some interesting connections. We'll keep that in mind and we'll put the young brain trust on it. See what they can come up with. Maybe you folks out there can come up with something else. I'm not sure. But a lot of times you plant a seed and then later on something else happens. Or let's say you find a puzzle piece and then later on something else happens and you find another puzzle piece. You say, wait a minute. Remember that dude was asking all these questions about Minnesota? What about this about Minnesota? What about that about me? Very interesting. When you stop and you look around out there, it gets more than interesting. Don't look too hard. If you look too hard, you're going to find out, just like we've said, the mRNA boosters just don't work. They don't work. And we talked about studies, and more studies are out that they do not block Omicron. Whatever the fuck Omicron is. No one's able to really pimp. I talk to people in hospitals, guys. I'm not a doctor. I do play one on the internet, though. Kidding. I'm glad I'm not a doctor. Most of these people, I will say most, not all, but I will say most. And it was one point I would say some or many, not most. Now we're in the category of most. Most of these guys have sold you out and your loved ones out. So I'm glad I'm not a doctor. I'm glad I'm not a doctor. Because I don't want to go down in history as somebody who sold other people out, who took a Hippocratic oath and turned out to be a hypocrite's oath. Just so you could keep your license and your money, right? Because is that what it's about? All about money? Oh, well. It's funny. You talk to many, so spent time in medical school. My wife went to medical school, top medical school, Ivy League. And so you spend time around these people, and these people aren't worried about fucking money. They're worried about paying their loans off. They're worried about helping people. They got involved in this because they wanted to help people. These are people in their 20s, though, early 20s when we got out of college. I don't think a lot of people go in saying, I want to make bank, man. That's why I want to be a doctor. I want to go to school for another 8 years or whatever it takes in clinicals, and I want to make bank, bro. That's why I want to be a doctor. You lost your way. You got in because you wanted to help people, and you had the brains and the skill set to do that. Not everybody has that. Some people are just so natural. I mean, I met people in medical school that were fucking geniuses. Geniuses. And I said to myself, my God. They were blessed with so many gifts. They're going to do good things. Oh, are they really? Like sell you out? It's really stunning what's happened. It really is stunning.
Jesus Christ. What do you think about it?
Anyway, I digress. The point of this is the nurses we know, the people we hear from, it's stunning. And the network has been growing, of course. We just finished our second year of this show, so we're going to... It takes a while to get a foothold with a lot of different things, and we're in that stage where you start to get a foothold. So things are just proportionally and naturally going to get better and more diverse on here. That being said, we have so many folks checking in with us that are frontline workers, many nurses who fucking hate the doctors they work with. I say to nurses, what's going on with this Delta variant? I don't know. Well, how do you know it's Delta? We don't know. There's no way to tell whether it's Delta. There's no way, same way it was, no way to tell any other variant before. Then how do you know? So we don't. There's no difference between Delta. There's no difference between anything else. If somebody comes in and they say they test for having COVID, then we say they have COVID. Well, how do you know actually what variant? Oh, we don't know. So Omicron is likewise bullshit. What do you call it? What do you call it if... You know, there's a stunning video. It was on The Hill today. The Hill has a show that's growing, a TV show on the internet that's growing. And one of their reporters today basically did the mainstream media equivalent of snapping. We'll play that at the end of the show. How about that? Or maybe we'll work it into the show. I don't know. I might want to comment on it. Good thing about this show is we never know what we're doing from 1 minute to the next. Really interesting. Really interesting. And sadly, the reporter who's snapping is about a year behind everybody who listens to this show. It's sad. It's saying the same stuff we were saying a year plus ago, right? But people are getting it, is the important point here. And willing to go out on a limb and say it, right? That's another step forward. Let's get back to the doctors, okay? There's no way to tell. All these stories about Omicron, and they're working on this for Omicron, this. Pfizer's working on this. Pfizer's working on these companies working on this. It's all bullshit. It's total bullshit. Total bullshit. And I've said they need these. They need these faux variants to cover up for vaccine deaths and injuries, because how else would you explain it? I saw one story after another in the last week and a half, 2 weeks. They don't even make sense. They defy logic, reasoning, and everything else. Here's what they say. Synopsis. Omicron is turning out to be much milder than touted and hyped. Okay, we told you that before. It was even originally touted and hyped. But the news story is gone. So the symptoms are milder and it's not that much of a threat. But it's killing much more people. How is that possible? If you skinned your fucking knee, you cut your knee open with a small scrape, back in the old day, your dad or your mom would tell you, your grandma or grandfather, put some Mercurochrome on that and shut up. Get back out there. It's like the genesis of Betadine was Mercurochrome. Yeah? It's a little orange stuff in a bottle. Put Mercurochrome on there and get back out and play, you pussy. Okay, Dad, I'm sorry. Don't ever come in here with a scrape again and tell me about it. I'm busy. If you skinned your leg and then you died of sepsis, what? Doesn't make any sense. If you're saying people are the basic equivalent of getting a slight flu or slightly sick and then they die from it. Well, how's that? Now, that would be a real pandemic, wouldn't it? That would be some type of a virus where you just have a little mild symptoms, and then you wake up the next day and you're dead. Oh my God, what doesn't even make any sense. So how does this official narrative that they're trying to paint now, how does it make any sense? It doesn't.